What should be the expectation for Amen Thompson? Right? If you had to make, I guess, the bet, if you were going to be like Tyler and go a preseason bet on which Rocket young player will take the biggest leap, the biggest jump from where they were the last time we saw him to next year, I think Amen Thompson would probably be the top of the list. Maybe Jabari Smith, some people are there. Maybe Reed Sheppard, some people believe. But Amen Thompson, who I thought took a hell of a step from year one to year two. I mean, he's already first team all defense last year, which was a big deal, finishing the top five in the MVP defensive player of the year race, which is big time already. He can do so many things defensively with his size and his athleticism.
And honestly, the guy who won it is the only one who I would have voted over him. Like, Evan Mobley won it, right?
Draymond was real. He was really trying to reach. That was insane.
I know the guy from Atlanta was really good as well. Yeah, but Dyson. But Dyson only the guy that won it, I thought, was better than Amen Thompson last year defensively.
So I guess the thought is, and you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Go ahead and get involved. What should be the expectation? I was going to say what should be the proper fare, but no, what should be the expectation for him? Real quick, last year, during the regular season, he averaged just over 14 points a game, just under 4 assists a game, just over 8 rebounds a game on 55% shooting, 27% shooting from 3, and just about a steal and a half a game and 1.3 blocks a game, and as I said, was first team all defense. The postseason points jumped up a little bit, 15-7, almost 16 a game, and really came on later in that series against the Warriors. Just over 3 assists, 7 rebounds, 49% shooting. So a little bit down on the shooting numbers from the postseason, from the regular season. But that's just an understanding of what he was last year. What are the expectations?
So at the minimum, he's got to be an all-NBA defensive guy again. Like, he started that now. He set that early expectation. And I think that it would be disappointing if he's not, at the very least, on that level. And I got a hard time imagining, you know, he's not a revelation anymore. Everybody knows what he is. I got a hard time imagining that if he plays at that level that he wouldn't get that accolade. So I feel like that's bare minimum. Like, being in that defensive player of the year conversation as he was this year, being a first-team all-defensive player like he was this year, I think is the bare minimum. But I'm looking at, like, the numbers, right? And it took the injury to Jabari Smith Jr. to get him into the starting lineup. And then once he got there, he never left it. But you're talking about somebody that averaged 10 shots a game, so 14 points on roughly 10 shots a game. You got to figure that he's going to get more minutes and more shots. So I'm wondering how much.
Do you also figure he's going to be more personally aggressive?
Yeah, comfortable. No, yeah, I think 100%. Like, it's hard to imagine, especially given the everything you just talked about, the progression that he made from year one to year two. Like, he has ascended. He's arrived.
You think,
right?
He gets more shots with KD?
Even with KD,
and Shinguna.
Yeah, I think he gets more. I think he's going to get more shots no matter who joined this basketball team, and I think that's an important thing for them and for him. So, but how many more is the question, right? Like, it might not go from, let's say, 10 to 15, but does it go from like 10 to 12? Is it 10 to 13? So that's what I'm trying to figure out. How many more shots does he get? I'm thinking, like, you know, go from 14 a game to 18 a game, 16 a game, somewhere around there. Can you make that jump? Can you make a, you know, anywhere from a 2 to 4 point jump in your scoring average? And then just beyond numbers, like, just a more comfortable bag, if you will, a more comfortable offensive portfolio, things that he can go to get to his own spot and or get to the spots that he wants to get to and get his own shot. Like, I think that his ball handling needs to improve, but it's good enough and he's athletic enough and good enough to be able to shoot from wherever he wants to shoot from. It's just about getting that shot down, right, and working on that shot. So to me, that's where it's got to show up. It's got to show up in some sort of evolution in his offensive game to where he's just not giving you 14 points based on just pure athleticism and ability, but he's also able to, again, pick his spots, be a little bit more measured and controlled, and I think also really benefit from having a Kevin Durant on the team, right? Like having somebody like that on the team, and more of a, I think, cohesive offense should be able to help him. So that is my expectation, that he's at the very least what he was last year, but scoring anywhere from 2 to 4 points more a game with the additional minutes and shots.
What should be the expectation for Amen Thompson? Text line coming through. The expectation for Mr. Thompson should be developing a better jump shot. He does that. It's game over for the league. Also kicking Cooper's ass, as is an expectation.
Cooper flag. Yeah.
So they will run into a Dallas.
Yep, that'd be fun.
I would say I have to personally separate my hope and my expectation.
Yeah.
My hope is that he is that he ascends to becoming the second best player on this team. That he is the second most. Let me put it this way, because I think it's the same. But some people, that he's the second most impactful player on this team. That would be the hope, because many times you say second best player, many people move to the offensive game.
Right.
Like, I think there was an argument for all those years with Golden State that Draymond was the second most impactful player on their team.
I honestly, not to get us off track, I honestly think you can make the argument that he already is that. But that is, again, going away from people's tendency to go straight to offense. But I think you can make that case that being an all defensive guy is more valuable than just being another all star.
An all star. Yeah.
But
19,
but
I'm not double not
to,
figure.
Yeah, rebounds, not to take away from it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he led the team in rebounds and assists and was second in scoring. Shingun.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. He led the team, but is he better at what he does than what the other guy is? And I think the other guy's better.
I personally would say right now, your 1-2 is probably
Durant and Shingun.
Yeah. And my hope is that he jumps to that. My expectation is that the offense game improves. Now, I don't know. I like what you said to me. 18 to 20 feels like the right space, because I do think he should be more confident to get into his spots. And that's not even with improving his shot, which nothing about him seems like he is not somebody who is going to work at his craft. And I think he is going to work on that jump shot. Hell, it got better from year one to year two. So, to me, it is to improve that offensive game and to be even more of a threat, defensively, and to be able to guard more defensively. But to me, it's like 18. Like, he was damn near, 14 and 8? 18 and 10, I think, is attainable, probably. Yeah,
if he gets a jump shot, cancel Christmas. Like, it's a wrap. That's the reason why I'm like, okay, could he be, like, if he gets a jump shot, he's Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Like, can he be that? That's what... I don't want to put that on him as that, because you said separate expectation from hope.
Yeah,
that's more of a hope thing.
Fight that, yeah.
And so I'm not there yet, but I do think that just with more shots, more than 10 shots a game, that he'll do better than the 14. So I'll start there, and we can go from there.
Yeah. All right. Amen Thompson, it could be a big-time year for him, and he could be the next one getting paid. We're seeing guys like Chet Holmgren and these guys get them rookie. He could be the next one that's ready to get paid. All right. We talked about this a little bit, the big story here with the Astros. Wait till you hear what Joe Espada had to say in regards to the injury to Jacob. I'm calling him Jacob. Wait till you hear what he had to say in regards to the injury. It, to me, may be an all-time low in terms of communication to the media from the Astros. That's next.